Five Things the Bible Tells Us About Anger by Brittany Rust, read by Ellie Johnson. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Proverbs 15:1. Take it from me. Anger is not a lovely emotion to have around. For many years, I had a major anger stronghold in my life that acted as a dark cloud hovering over my relationships with my family, interactions with friends, and frustrations with strangers. It was something so heavy that I felt like I had no control when it wanted its way. Having struggled with anger for many years, I can speak to its destruction and the flip side of a life away from it. In fact, the Bible has a lot to say as well. Here are five things the Bible tells us about anger. Words can fuel or diffuse anger. Proverbs 15:1. Words have great power, and it's no different when it comes to anger. Proverbs tells us that a gentle word can turn away wrath, and that a harsh one can stir it up. The power you have to fuel or diffuse anger in a tense conversation or situation is both heavy and fragile. You can completely change the dynamic of a situation with one word. When you're faced with the chance to fuel or diffuse anger, what words will you choose to use? Stay away from anger. Psalm 37:8, Ephesians 4:31, Proverbs 29:8. The best thing you can do is to stay away from anger in the first place. You probably know your trigger points. If you don't, find out what they are. Then, stay out of situations where you know a trigger can be pulled. Or, if you sense anger starting to rise up, excuse yourself from the situation. Whatever this looks like for you, try to separate yourself from anger triggers. Fools allow room for anger, Ecclesiastes 7:9, Proverbs 19:3, and Proverbs 29:11. Anger is accounted in the Bible as something expressed by a fool many times. It's because when we give in to anger and we lose rational thought, wisdom also goes out the door. We don't make wise decisions in our anger, and in fact, we can make very poor choices. These moments of outburst can be a poor reflection on us and thus be a reflection of foolishness. Anger doesn't just hurt others, it hurts you. Genesis 49:7, Job 18:4. If you think anger only hurts another person, you'd be wrong. Anger hurts you just as much as anyone else. You get worked up, worry, and stew on what upset you. It then robs you of healing and forgiveness. Don't let anger grab hold and steal some good part of you. Anger can be a good tool if used right. Nehemiah 5, 6-7, John 2, 13-18, and Ephesians 4:26. Not all anger is bad. There is a righteous anger that has a place. Nehemiah experienced it as well as Jesus. There are times when a righteous anger moves us into action in a healthy way. The key to righteous anger is that we not allow it to move us into sin. It's when our anger causes us to sin that it becomes a bad thing. Take it from someone who struggled with anger for many years. Avoid it, walk away, and/or let it go.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.